All right, we are recording right now.
All right, cool. Episode one, Mike and Josh.
Josh and Mike, Mike and Josh.
Yeah,
they're older. So this will be the, I guess, the spitballing, the that idea phase for the podcast that we've been talking about for the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. I like your idea off wax, the podcast about just doing the podcast.
Right.
How not to fail and doing the podcast.
No, this will be fun. This will be a good little project that we probably should have been doing years ago. Maybe back in the TMU, not TMU days, but Patient Access days.
Yeah.
That would have been a fun little project.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, right now, feature Josh, feature Mike. If you listen to this, we were at Jugheads. If it's too loud, now we will know.
That's a true story. But yeah, shout out to Jugheads, local bar here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where we record.
Been here since the beginning?
Yeah, man.
Maybe the first month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I think like we're trying to figure out, you know, topics, what to talk about, what to be different. I think like nowadays everybody kind of has a podcast. Like I admit, like even when I look up like old rappers that I used to listen to, they got podcasts. So it's like,
yeah, that's true.
Everybody's on air.
Basketball players got them, and of course, with this being this era in technology and the era on Google and YouTube. Like Mike said, everybody has a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Gamers, computer nerds, glasses nerds. If you're a nerd for anything, you got a podcast. Which I like that idea because the introverts now have a voice.
Yeah.
Because I think most introverts want to be that outgoing person, but this fits that curriculum.
Yeah.
Where you're not around people, but you can at least get to say, you know, oh, this episode of this show, and no one's going to be like, fuck up, nerd.
I mean, no, I get it.
The comments with it, but at the same time, you're going to find that niche.
I've been listening to like tech podcasts for a really long time. Like I rock with like Leo Laporte and the Twit podcast. Like that's probably the first podcast I ever listened to when I was really into tech. I think that one goes back to even Patient Access days, to be real with you.
Oh, wow.
So like that's how long I've been aware of them. That was the first ever I found, and like I thought it was, I found them because I was looking up tech stuff. And I stayed because it was like just really interesting. I was a nerd for tech, so like they had a niche for Android, they had a niche for Google, a niche for a whole bunch of things. Like if you like Mac, they got a niche for that. You like audio home equipment, they got a niche for that. You like security, they got a niche for that. So like you said, like if you want to just like dive in and like for an hour nerd out on all the new stuff, whether it be like whatever we do, which I think we should definitely talk about these beers here in a minute.
Oh yeah, okay.
But anything we do, definitely should be something, you know, like just something anybody can listen to and be like, wow, this is cool. Like I want to get into like some beer, I want to get into some guy stuff, I want to get into
workout,
maybe a little sports, maybe a little workout, maybe a little gaming,
steaming.
Yeah, any of that.
Yeah, the music get louder.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like
I heard you just trying to do a pod.
But it's cool. I like the idea that, and you know, I think the big thing is for us is not to have big expectations.
Yeah.
Like just do it for fun, and I think the mid goal, like if we could do, find that company, find that crowd, and get some followers, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But you know, I like the idea of just doing it just for that.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't mind looking back to some of the conversations that we've had the last 10 years of our friendship.
Yeah, real talk.
Because, like, I remember a bunch of them. I know there's someone that stuck away from me, but I was like, this one.
But nah, but we can bring it back and bring the crowd in. Like you said, like, I like doing it just for the love. Like, it's not like we're meeting here to do a pod. Like, we're just having a beer, and we're going to record a pod while we're here. So I like that. Like just like we'll always have those like inside things we can bring the world into.
Yeah.
I really like that with the pod because like as time goes, you get to know the people more. And
yeah.
You know, I don't have to sit here and tell you about me, but like as we kind of go from episode to episode,
true,
you'll figure out like, oh, this guy's like this. He likes these kind of beers. That.
And it can always go back to a backlog.
Yeah.
So like, I'm pretty sure in the first few, if you get a good role, it's gonna be kind of like us get a feel for each other. Well, not, no, but you know, get some feel for each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're gonna like, at least go to some backstories like, okay, you know, this guy did this back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they're who they are now.
Yeah.
Like, those first few episodes gonna be like that on top of what we're gonna want to talk about. Because it's gonna be that relation. And I was like, okay, you know, I like to do Spartan runs. This is why I do Spartan runs.
Yeah.
And so, somebody could be like, oh, you know what? I like that too. Maybe I should give it a try.
Cool. I guess you figured out now, like Josh does, a little bit of exercise stuff too, like definitely spiral runs.
True.
I guess for like all the time he does in that, I probably spend time tinkering with computers. So we kind of got, I feel like, both sides covered between like jocks and nerds. We can kind of keep everybody interested.
Like a physical fitness and a more tech savvy one.
Definitely.
Because I'm not, I won't say I'm tech savvy, but I'm not a stranger to tech.
No. You know your way around.
I'm above average. I'll say that.
Here. Right.
Like I can find my way across.
Same for the gym. Like I'm not gonna go in there and be like I know what I'm doing.
Right.
Like I'm not gonna have on the whole Hogan shirt.
It's a reference for that. That was like
explosion. Yeah. We gotta tell you the story of Goldie. We gotta bring that back. Goldie's my favorite workout guy, but shout out to Goldie wherever you are right now. He's at Gold's gym, all tanned up.
Every 2 months we pick up the set joke because it's hilarious.
Working out his hammies.
got the nipple shirts on.
You get a spot. Oh, man.
So like we've always had that good connection because we kind of fit that, you know?
Yeah.
We're both gamers, but Mike's more of a PC gamer.
Yeah.
I'm more of console of Xbox.
Yeah.
And every now and again, I would dabble in the PC, and Mike would every now and again dabble with Xbox.
Same. So I'm kind of ashamed of the last time I cut the Xbox on right now, but yeah, I need to dabble more right now.
Yeah, I've come to terms with it like the last, I think the first time you bought Alienware, I like, rest in peace, Marshall Johnson.
He's gone. I know people hate on the pre-made Alienware. And I've built both. Like, I've built and done the Alienware, but I really have to admit, this is my third Alienware.
Huh?
I've loved every single one of them.
It's the age of the build your own, man.
I've loved every single one of them. Like, they... I looked ridiculous once on a plane trying to play Civilization. There was like five people behind me trying to watch what I was doing on the 17, but... I had brought it with me for work, and I was like, man, I got to be up here for a week. This at least will be fun. It'll kill some time, so I brought Civilization with me. And for those that's like, oh, you should be out visiting when you're visiting new places, it was Wisconsin, and it was like, hell froze over, and I wasn't going outside. Nah, I'm from North Carolina. I respect that cold. I just stayed in the house.
Hell yeah. So, let's see. Like I said, Mike is Alienware PC. I'm Xbox. And I'm sitting right now, I'm not an Xbox fanboy. I just love Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox does some things right, and they fucked up some shit, but I almost just left them. But I'll play any console that has a good game.
Yeah.
You know, I'm that type of a player. I'm an open-minded player, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like branching out more. Like, I like the convenience of some consoles. I actually considered doing a... Nintendo Switch, just because it looked super convenient.
Too.
Yeah. Like I've thought about it more than once at this point, to be real.
I'm trying to get it from one of my clients, like her daughter has. So I'm like, yo, she don't play it. She's like, no.
Can I get that?
We ordered some sessions for this bad boy, to be honest.
Yeah, that's all. Like wifey, like it'd be worth it just so we can play Mario Kart and dumb stuff like that together. You know.
And like, I've seen the party games. Like they look dumb and corny as hell, but I've seen. One of my favorite on YouTube videos is challenges Funhouse, and they do games, but they're like kind of like a comedy troop at the same time.
Yeah.
But they did like drunk Nintendo Switch games. Wow. I would love to do that. That'd be cool.
No, but I like the Switch, like the idea that it can kind of flow between like something you just throw in a bag and go somewhere. Cause like no doubt, like I love. You know, spending time with the fam, but like sometimes like you find yourself like my wife has only female family, like her mom or sister.
Yeah.
So like sometimes things just divulge to them just watching Project Runway, and it's nice to like, just pop out the Switch real quick. Right. Not even stereotypical, this is what happens. I'm not even trying to paint like, yeah, these are facts.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to paint a picture. You gotta be careful with those in the pot. I don't want nobody to think you're not sensitive to the triggers.
I know, right?
I think we violated already. I think that was like a no homo.
So I'm just gonna commit to that.
I was like,
I'll say this. In terms of the way we talk, I think we just talk regularly.
Yeah.
Because I want to be famous, but not famous enough where shit can come back at me.
Yeah, I don't be like,
did he say no homo?
Yeah.
Because I want to be like, Josh, did you say no homo in a podcast back in 2019? I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, dude.
Did you hear what did I say before that?
Right, like,
it probably warrants with that statement coming behind it.
We're doing this disclaimer in there.
Yeah.
Forefront. But yeah, I thought about that too. Like, should we censor ourselves? I think we.
Nah.
To a degree.
Nah. Yeah, listen.
I'm sorry. We're polite. Like, we have our polite talk.
So let me tell you.
And then I straight up.
So there's something that I've been wanting to watch on Netflix, right? It's a dude, he does this NASCAR thing, right?
Yeah.
So like, the people were like, yo, man, it's kind of messed up. That homie's been kind of like cussing at people and using sideways language on the fucking Netflix special. And he was like, so we thought about this before we recorded. And I was like, you know what? I think it's better that I just be real. Like, they asked me, like, do you want to cover it up? Do you want to stop cussing? Do you want to, like, clean up your language and try to be PC? And he was like, no. Like, they need to see what it was. And, like, he lays, I watched some clips, and, like, he lays into the ass, like, hey, beep, beep. Like, he was getting in, like. So I was like, you know what? I think if you're comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, dude.
I think everything in context, though, like, I can't go to a place where people don't know me and just start saying crazy shit.
Exactly.
Like, you kind of knew who I am. But at the same time, obviously, I'm not advocating for, like, crazy-ass language. You'll see what we mean as the shit goes on.
Oh, yes.
But, I mean, it's all in context. Yeah, like, I don't think I talk any different than anybody else when they're talking to their friends, basically.
Right.
It's a safe space for me.
I try to think that hard, to be honest.
Pretty much.
You know, PC, like, it's just been the ages of a whole bunch of stuff. And PC, SJWs, don't want to be a part of that, you know? I'm not trying to be, like, if you want to be who you want to be, fine, but...
Yeah. I feel like I made it to a place...
I'm not going to do hate speech. I can tell you that. I don't hate
No hate speech. But I feel like work-wise, like, I'm at a place where, like, I know...
How to talk.
Correct. Like, I know how to say things, and if it doesn't fit, like, I'm trying to talk to you about work stuff, or I know I can talk to you with some flexibility around work stuff, or outside of work.
Yo, if I didn't get my TPS report.
Right. Like, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not risking it all just to, like... Because I'm trying to be cute and funny. Like, yeah, it's not working.
It's not fun out to do that either.
Right. So, I mean, I can do it. But at the same time, like, when I'm there for my 9-to-5, like, I can tell, like, I'm not being me. Like.
Yeah.
Like,
but
I can't.
But you're being you, but you're just being a professional.
Correct. I'm more like.
You're just being professional as opposed to setting out.
No.
Some people are like.
No, I'm not Uncle Tom in it.
Give me that soft shoe. Give me that soft.
No, not at all.
So, I'm not the with the magical black man from, The Wise and you know the King of Pill skit?
Yeah.
The Mexican Black?
Yeah.
We're not doing all that, man.
You know,
no. When I go to work, I say my please, my thank yous, my yes ma'ams, my yes sirs.
Correct.
And even though, like, now it's a touch of me because I'm older, but I'm still polite. I'm still.
Right. And I'm saying
you can approach me. You can approach me.
We're both from the South, so I think there's like a bit of like Southern, whatever.
Oh, no, you're from the South, so let's go lay it down. We from Fayetteville, baby.
Yeah, man.
Vietnam.
We ran it out.
Over.
Not even 50 Cent style. No bullet holes.
No bullet holes, son.
I wish I had the. Yeah, we got
to. Shout out J. Cole.
Yeah, shout out Cole.
Who's KOD? Right there. Right. So this is. I actually kind of like this. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think the more we do it, the more it's going to seem like we're talking to a microphone. But even now, like. You have a good natural approach to it right now. Like, it feels like I'm more or less talking to how we normally talk.
Yeah.
When I was mixing, it was like, and so I am messing up there. And I mean, it, I was like, weird. Oh, that's weird, man.
I admit, like, I think my experience is more like, I've listened to so much podcasts, like, it's easier to...
Okay.
I kind of get the flow. Yeah, I get the flow a little bit. But nah, I get it. Like, it's weird being on the other side. But so it'll be interesting to hear this when it's
like
over.
How natural can you sound?
Correct.
You want to sound as natural as possible. But we don't normally talk like this.
Yeah.
Because the best thing would be, like, have a hidden mic one day and then just talk. But I could just smoke a lot of shit.
That'd be a dope podcast. Hit a mic.
That'd be the end of us. The end of the beginning.
Oh, man.
But,
somebody will get a hold of that. You'd be sister to the end.
This dude. These guys. But, so that was 12 minutes, 14 minutes. You want to do a recap? Maybe see if anything even came out?
Yeah. At least I get another beer, and if you feel happy, we can do a few minutes.
Yeah, cool. I'll check it out.
All right.
All right, this is part 2 of episode 1. We are still spitballing. Now we're going to talk about... naming ideas and ideas that we had talked about prior to today. So it's a thing that I say where I'd be like, I'm at a point in my life that kind of represents that I'm at that age.
Yeah.
Like, we're both in our 30s. I'm 35. Shit, I forgot my age.
So, I know I turned 35 this year. So, you got to be 35 now.
Yeah, I'm 35 now because I'll be turning 36 quite right. So, whenever I see like a new gimmick or a new fad, it doesn't excite me how it probably would like 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, how we talking about trainers today. Trainers are overrated now. Like, they become the new hype for this generation.
Right.
So, like, there's a teaser trailer for a trailer for a movie that's coming out in the next 2 years. I think that's, I'm over that shit.
Right. And we were joking, like, people get excited, like, oh man, did you see that in-game artwork? Did you see that font? It's going to be a good movie. Right. That font was fire.
Right. Saw that. Was that Korean anime font?
Correct. Like,
and it's like, we're just, it's already saying, I'm at that age, you know, or back in my day.
Right.
I'm not going to say back in my day. I'm just going to say I'm at the point of my life.
And I would never hate on anybody that feels like they need to watch every trailer.
Yeah,
they want to do it. That's not my style.
That's
but it's more of a decision for me.
Like, yeah, if you're going to hype it up and like say that we're going to be lame for not doing it, then yeah, then I have earned the right to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, correct.
Other than that, like, be you. Do you. If you love trailers,
right,
and you love whatever's the new thing, and it fits you, we're more than happy to be like, do your thing. This is our thing. And like, our thing has passed, or we just keep on holding on to it. But it's no hate and no nothing like that.
Right. I used to joke with my wife, like, something that, you know, I used to tell her, like, you gotta tailor your sexy. Like, my sexy might not fit everybody, but I can tailor my sexy for her. Like, right, I can do things that I know she likes. Like, I'm not spraying a blanket. I'm hitting those points that she likes. That's how I feel with this. Like, you just tailor it down to, you know,
to you.
What you like, what's good for you. You don't gotta grab everything out there. Like, sometimes I'll listen to certain people and I'll be like, oh, that's a great idea. I'm gonna take that. You know, you repeat it twice, after that is your idea. You know, that's how it works.
Right.
You gotta give credit those first two, the third time you're good. So, I mean, that's how I feel. Like, you gotta find something that's for you. But I felt like when I was watching all the trailers or consuming all that content before a movie dropped, or maybe I was like riding that J. Cole hype train before the album dropped.
Yep.
It couldn't live up to my expectation because I literally watched like 6 times more content than would ever be produced from the thing that I was actually concerned about. And it would never live up to those dreams where I found now if I just like, oh, new J. Cole dropped. Oh, this is fire.
Let me get the dates. And when it drops, I'll pick it up.
Right.
Or at least give me a listen to it.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's still always on my radar, but I'm just not consuming as much. Boosting up content. Like, I'm just good going in knowing, like, I like Cole. I'm going to rock with him.
We'll see what
happens. Like, you know, of course I'm going to listen to the album. I mean, until he tells me
buy the album?
Yeah, right. Like, I was like, who's buying albums now? Like, I'm
right, man.
I'll give him some plays, some clicks.
Google Play, son. Google Play.
Google Play, man.
Like, I guess another perfect example of that, if you want to stick to music, is Mumble Rap.
Yeah.
So, I don't hate it. I just know it's not me.
Correct.
And that goes back to what Mike said. You are tailored to your sex. Right? I don't hate you because you like mumble rap.
No.
But if you're going to be like, yo, mumble rap is the GOAT of all rap, then I might have to be like, I mean, it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot of people like to ride that wave, like, this is the worst time in rap because of mumble rap. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel that way. Like, I feel like for every Lil Yachty, there's a Kendrick Lamar. For every 21 Savage, there's a J. Cole. You know, like, you know, depending on what you like, you can find what you like. If you want Eminem when he's young, they got a young kid coming out of Detroit that he sounds just like young Eminem. Like, it's crazy.
Oh,
so I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now, but the white kid looks just like him. Red Wolf.
Yellow Wolf,
yes.
I've been to him for a while, actually. Yeah, I like his,
he's
kind of like a good country type vibe to it, too, right?
Yeah, he's got like, his punches sound like Eminem. Like, when he hits the joint, it sounds like it. Or when he starts rattling off his lines, like, it's very Eminem-like. So I say, like,
yeah,
I like that. It reminded me of him a lot. And when I found out he was signed by him, I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was signed. Like, I listened to him a while ago. Like, I like this guy.
So I know him because he just dropped the album. I haven't listened to it, but he just dropped. He dropped a bunch of disses at people. I did hear the diss song. Yeah. That was interesting.
Bring on the beef.
I thought it was funny because it was like white rapper crime against white rapper crime because he wanted like Post Malone. He wanted like, yeah, Lil Peep, I think, was one of the dudes. Like, a bunch of white rappers that are like, you know, household name right now. So that was pretty interesting. Like, I think, like, you know, you got to build that cachet, get your following or whatever. I think he's doing numbers. Like, he did, like, 50K coming out this week. So that's cool. So, I wish him the best. But you find your lane. Like I said, like, I'm not going to say, like, I don't listen to it. I listen to a lot of music. Like, I do listen to 21. I like a lot. I can't say I rock with, like, the whole album. It was more complex than I thought it was going to be. I listened to part of 21. So not 21. I listened to 2 Chainz' album. That was pretty interesting. It was different than what I thought it was going to be. This last one, he decided to be, like, way more introspective. So that was different. That was what kind of caught me off guard, because, like, you go from being Titty Boy to 2 Chainz to now you're trying to do Jay-Z 444. So
I've reached the pinnacle of my life where everything is open to me.
Right.
I'm about to spit out some knowledge.
You know, the bar was on the A&R. He A&R'd the track, we should say. Seemed weird. It was Robert. Robert Goes to the League. A&R by LeBron.
I ain't mad at you.
I ain't no hate, man. I actually didn't even really rock with 2 Chainz that much until he did Most Expensive as Shit on YouTube, on GQ. And I actually enjoyed the series, watching him, like, just do expensive shit. Like, Most Expensive car, dog, ice cream. Just cause, you know, that's life. I just wanted to see how the other half lives, you know?
Yeah, might as well. Look at that bird's eye view.
Like, how different is my ice cream that I'm getting from Publix?
500 for a cone
versus my, you dropping 350 on your handmade. But long story short, I just found out if you put like gold flakes and caviar and shit, everything's expensive. So that was kind of disappointing.
But does it taste better? That's what I'm worried about. Does it taste better? And will I shit gold flakes? And if I harness some gold flakes, can I sell them back?
Oh, I did look into that. You do shit the gold. So you just basically paying the shit gold.
So let's say hypothetically, I was to farm my shit.
All right, so let's do this. Boss move or soft move? Shit gold.
Say what?
Boss move? That means like, yo, this is really dope. Soft move, not so dope.
Correct.
You eating gold flakes just to shit gold. Because that's basically what it is.
So I guess that'd be like cold. Like,
it's got no flavor other than...
my brother. And you shit gold?
Yeah.
You're like, I shit gold this morning.
Like, if I stay in a hotel and I'm shitting gold, do I leave my gold dookies in the toilet for the maid to see so she know what time it is?
Right.
She cleaning the room.
But you can't touch it. That's my shit gold. That's my gold shit.
I'm going to leave a note by the toilet like, yo, don't flush.
Don't pawn this. You can't pawn this. Esmeralda.
Like, they need that note, like, don't even put your towels on the floor if you want to wash with conserving water. But don't flush my dookies.
Oh, shit.
These gold dookies.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah, anyway, like, I didn't really mean to dedicate that myself.
Yeah, that was a big sidetrack.
So talking about shit.
We went from, how we going to do the podcast to talking shit. So, up front, since you know that, this is what the podcast might mostly be about.
Yeah, true.
We're going to bring up a topic, and it's going to go off the rails, 90 degrees, hard left, maybe hard right. Maybe it'll even go up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's how we normally talk. Like, we've come to terms where we've been like, back to the main point 2 minutes ago, and that's just how we are. So if that's your company, that's your niche, you like shit like that?
Yeah. Like, if you've ever been at the bar with your boy, and you've been like, man, that was a dope conversation. That should have been a podcast.
Exactly.
This might be the podcast for you.
Somewhere in that.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Like, we, you know.
If anything, it's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, I get it.
Back to the podcast. Idea is, I think, since we meet up just about every Saturday, unless we're lazy, we do the podcast thing, we might make that a more dedicated thing.
Yeah.
Try to get a good 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Yeah. Like, I realize you don't have to be in the same spot, obviously, with the internet. We could definitely do some stuff with that. But, yeah, I like this format. you know, I want to see how it goes. Definitely want to get the audio right. I think it was a little loud in here, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's getting warm now, so we might be able to do some outside stuff. At least there's a couple of benches in the perimeter of this place. It would look like outcasts, but I think at least for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, we could get a good show in, but then come back in and, you know, finish our beers.
Yeah, it'd be nice, like, as it grows, gets better, you know, maybe do some recording, bring some YouTube, whatever. Like, just like this conversation, it can kind of become whatever, soak in the podcast. Like, it can become as great as we put the time into, as great as the follower wants. So, it'll be dope. Like, just kind of grow it, start from here, and we'll see what happens.
So, off the top of my head, Mike, I'm thinking maybe once a month we go to one of our spots where it is quiet, maybe do like a good hour and a half show, depending. Because like I said, I'm about to get the man cave set up. I already have a mic that I use for my mixer. Go to mixer.com/Richie if you want to catch some streams. But my spot's pretty secluded. It's a good closed-in area. I don't have a TV in there.
So yeah.
Maybe even review certain things that we watch on YouTube. Share some YouTube stuff, because I know we watch a couple different things. Maybe go to your spot 1 month, but maybe 2 or 3 weeks at the month. We'll be here in Jughead's or somewhere else. Somewhere slightly quieter, good to say, to get a good show in, but it's a quick show. And then like on the monthly ones, spitballing, maybe do more of a live stream thing or an actual video.
Yeah.
Put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I've seen like all kinds of different iterations that seem interesting. Like, I really like the live stream, split screen, podcast kind of idea. That would be dope.
Because we could do that from each other's house.
Correct. Like, that would even, because I like your spot, that would be dope. Yeah. Even doing both from time to time. But I think just because we're lazy, the split screen is like, that's the most realistic I know for both of us.
Like, yo, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I got an hour. You trying to do a pie?
I do, like, I forgot about that. But yeah, that'd be a good
one. Yeah.
Especially when the winter time hits.
Correct. Because we don't even come here every week then.
Right. Summertime, I want to be outside, so I wouldn't mind doing it more outside.
Yeah.
Just to get out more. But then, like, when it starts getting cold or rain is a good time.
Rain.
Rain can put us down for like that day. Like, yo, it's raining. Coming out?
Nah.
Podcast and headphones, they would do that.
Yeah.
So that would be a good idea, actually.
Yeah, I realized too, like, I'm laziest when I don't come out of my pajamas, and sometimes I just don't come out of my pajamas.
That would be cool. Okay.
Yeah, shout out that No Kid Life. Take that.
Hey. So, okay, that's a good idea. We'll do maybe 2 or 3 at Jughead's or another location. At least once a month, the bigger one, the more polished one, I'll say. I think that won't be at the moment where we're like, let's review something.
Yeah.
Let's check out what's going on in the news that we find interesting, or what comics we're reading, what games we're playing.
Yeah.
What's coming out in the next few months that's really caught our interest.
Speaking of, I really feel like we really need to give a shout out to the beer we're drinking. We kind of hinted at that, never really gave it any love.
Oh, yes.
But it's a ginger beer that we both kind of like. Like, I admit, I really don't rock with ginger beer all the time, but I really like this guy. It is Ginger's Revenge. It's a local to North Carolina. Definitely, if you're in the area, look it up.
5% alcohol?
Yeah.
So it's I use it as a good ender.
Yeah.
Before this one, I had a coffee. I had an espresso stout, which was 10%. And this is 5%. So for me to go for my second beer, it's a good way to end it. And it curbs off the real bitterness of a stout.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's more of an IPA man.
Love the IPAs.
I'm a stout man. I love fusion of coffee or chocolate in a beer. And it's thicker, so that's just me. And we're not a beer aficionados, but we do like a good beer. Mike got me into beer way back when we first met.
Yeah.
Because I didn't drink beer until he started putting me on Budweiser. And now that I look back at that shit, I'm like, I shake my head at it.
Yeah.
But we went from there to England, Dos Equis.
Yeah. Yeah, we grew through beer together, which was really interesting. Like, I know you guys were like, oh, Budweiser, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But
mind you, we don't hate.
Right, like, I'm not hating. Right. like basically like we went from like two young guys in our early 20s who were like hanging out, going to these parties, going to these things. You're going to be drinking multiple beers. This was the beer that was going to be there. It was just easy to drink this. Budweiser, Miller Lite, those are the easiest beers to get your hands on mostly at these places. So like as we grew, we realized like there was beer outside of that, and that was when we got introduced to Yingling. That was the first like, wow.
Yeah,
it was imported. I think it's imported. Yeah, I think it's German. I think either that or they just stole the name.
We're not beer professionals.
Exactly. But I think that was like our first like, oh wow, this can have way more flavor than that shit we were drinking.
Yep.
And from there, like it just kind of grew. Like Dos Equis grew because I really like Mexican restaurants, and obviously Dos Equis is easy to get there. But I remember
Blue Moon.
Blue Moon was on the path.
Gateway beer.
Yes.
Better.
Got to add an orange slice. Made you feel tossed out with the orange slice.
Blue Moon, Yinglings.
Who else was on my way up? I think the game changer for me, specifically for craft beer, was when I started drinking Foothills locally.
And I had a couple Foothills from work. I used to go to the Foothills for certain evenings, and I would get a beer. And like, of course, I think the first one I had was like a chocolate, a six of chocolate. And I was like, okay, this is good. I like this description. And I'm going to go, I'm not going to take your point, Mike, and just say, Mike started making beer.
Yeah.
And that shit, I mean, I don't want to say they were hit and misses. There was something that I liked.
Yeah.
But Mike made a bomb-ass chocolate beer. And he's done cucumber, he's done jalapeno, which I would not drink again, but it was very interesting.
It was.
Just the fact that you could taste beer, like the hops, and you could taste jalapenos.
It was fun. Like I think it was like I got really interested in beer when I, like I said, like we grew up like thinking like Bud Light. Then you find all this other stuff, and then I found out like there were kits to kind of make your own beer, which was like, oh, I get it. Like it doesn't tell you the whole story, but I think when you understand how to make your own beer, you get a different appreciation. Like, oh wow, like this is what goes into this stuff. I kind of understand these flavor profiles, these styles. You know, let's say something from an IPA, from a stout, from a lager.
I just thought beer was beer.
Right.
I didn't know what it was, like Mike said. I had
no idea.
I didn't know there was, other than like maybe alcohol levels, I had no idea about how much.
Because even in America, they don't advertise like Coors Light as a lager or whatever. You know, they just say Coors beer, you know? So you kind of, if you want to know that, it's up to you to hit that Google search. Right.
So might be some bomb ass beer.
And I tried stuff. I mean, I threw a bunch of stuff at the wall, like chocolate, jalapeno, cucumber. It was fun to
see the gummy bear beer.
Yeah, man. Like if you could do it, I was pretty much trying it. I was making mead. I did a lot of stuff just out of curiosity.
I tried the mead.
The mead was limited edition because one of them exploded.
Ah, that makes sense.
And it was actually pretty decent. I would like to do that again, actually.
I like a good mead. I think Game of Thrones made a mead beer.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not bad. I like
it. I wanted to try the Harry Potter butter beer.
I didn't see that one.
It's not beer, but it's just a bunch of shit they do to beer. Somebody was really into Harry Potter, so I was like, maybe we go to Harry Potter world or something. We'll figure that out.
I didn't try to get my girl like, I'm not trying to get her like beer, but she'd be like, I'll come back with a beer, or a couple of times I brought back a growler. And she's like, let me try that. And it'd be like something kind of fruity. Mm-hmm. Like I like a good raspberry hinted, there's a raspberry stout I had.
Uh-huh.
That shit was delicious.
Yeah.
She tried it, she's like, it's not that bad. I'm like, if you want to try it. I'm not pushing like beer.
In my experience, I found that for the females in my life, if I steer them away from the hops, they will like the beer more. So no IPAs, basically. Yeah. No
hops
secrets.
IPAs are...
I think it's an acquired taste, or you like it or you don't like
it. You don't. I can drink it, but I've always liked the saisons, especially depending on what the weather is.
Yeah.
Like, remember that winter saison we had?
Yeah.
Bro, I wish they... Like, I think it's called Old Winter Man.
Yeah, but I like the simplicity of a saison. Yeah. You got good ingredients and a nice flavor.
It tastes simple.
Yeah.
Like almost clean.
Clean is a good word for it. Like it's not so much cloud in there at the bottle.
Right.
But I appreciate that when they have the... As I get older, like I admit now, I like very like pungent shit. Like I like fermented things. Like if I'm
Would you say you're at a time in your life?
Yeah. Yo, so as we said, like, that's kind of where we are with the pod. Like, this is it.
Like, we found our sinners. And I'll go ahead and say, Mike, are you happy?
Yeah.
And Mike would ask me the same thing. I'd be like, I am happy. I know what I like. I know what I want. I'm at my stubborn age, as other people call it. Because you'd be like, try this. I'm going to say, I've already tried it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's no hate. On his part and my part, we just like what we like.
I think, like, every generation has those people where, like, oh, shit, they're going to have to die for anything to change. I'm at that point. Like,
yeah,
I'm at that point in my generation where, like, this is what I like. This is what I want to do. This is the stuff I care about. Maybe I'll try some stuff, but I'm pretty good where I am. Like
normal things. Like, beer's been out for forever. Since the dawn of man. And even though we are just now kind of getting into it, Mike more than me, we've always tried enough where we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is, like, I would never go back to Budweiser.
No.
Unless I had to. And by had to, mean put it to my head.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to knock those sponsors in the future. So shout out Budweiser. Every beer has a place. Like, if you're going to be out with a bunch of people and you need a beer that everybody's going to like, no doubt, you're probably going to get Budweiser and some shit like that. Maybe some Yinglings to sprinkle in some flavor.
Yeah, make a little bit. I'm being exotic.
Because, I mean, not everybody's ready for that craft beer life. Like, it's a little different.
It
like,
is.
Where we come to, like, Jokers, it's only local beers from local beers.
Shout out to the local beers, North Carolina.
And for some people, they're like, well, I drink Bud Light, what should I get? And then, you know, the bartender holds them out or whatever.
And but, they're professional, they're experts, they know how to connect dots with what you might like. Yeah, what's good? I like this type of beer. And they're like, well, try this. And they'll let you, at least sample it.
Yep.
So, definitely shout out to them for being open-minded and being helpful. Because I love trying out new beers when they like, they'll try this lager out. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, like I said, we're at a point of our lives. We just know what we like.
I agree. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like,
it's
I think
not,
people
man.
Should lean into that more. Like, but I think it's just understanding, like, this is what I like. I'm not holding everybody else to the standard. Like, this is just what I rock with.
Yeah,
I don't expect you to come over here full with me.
Nope.
Because
don't even watch it, to be honest. Like,
correct.
Do your thing.
Correct. Like, I even prefer you not to.
Right. Like, stay over there. Stay over there.
Like, this is my lane.
I'm antisocial at heart.
Yeah.
So go away.
Yeah.
I've got a dog. I've got two or three families I fucked with the most.
Yeah.
I got Mike. And I got my baby girl.
Yeah.
And my Xbox.
Yeah.
After that, you know, you're cool, you're an accomplice. So we just, that's just who we are. And it's, I think a lot of people be happier if after they do their experimentation and doing their journey, because that's what this is.
Yeah.
We're 35, going on 35 years old. So we've had a journey between the time we were born, like everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
And we've tried beers, we've tried foods, we've tried gaming, we've tried, you know, excitement, and we tried things, and at an age, you know, you begin to figure it out. And it's had to be 35.
Yeah.
Some people find it at 21, some people find it in their 60s.
Yeah. And I was telling Soleil, like, it's crazy when we watch these shows where, like, different cultures of children, I won't call anybody out, but, like, different cultures of children will get to, like, live a different kind of life where things are figured out so much faster than us. I was just joking, like, I would never have the level of understanding and preparedness that some of these kids had for what they were doing at that age. But at the same time, like, one of the things somebody used to always tell me was, like, you are who you are because of all the stuff you went through, good or bad.
Right.
And, like, I mean, whether it was a lot of bad that led you here, a lot of good that got you here, I mean, if you're happy with where you are, yo, then
make the best of it.
Yeah, figure it out. You'll be all right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I ain't hurt nobody. I ain't hurt myself. I'm good with what I do.
And the way me and Mike live, we keep to ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we do branch out. You know, we do have acquaintances, and we learn from them. And a big part, we learn from each other.
Yeah.
I mean, me and Mike, we've, like, the first 3 years, that was a fucking ass roller coaster ride of just chaos and simplicity and realization and, you know, what we're going to do with our lives. Like, I wish I knew Mike back in high school, right? At the very least. Because that would have been... It would have been fun, you know? It would have been a fun ride. But I call Mike my brother anyway, so... We've done a lot of things together. We've done things that we haven't done together. And on top of that, we've told each other that, you know, we communicate and we figure things out.
Yeah.
You know?
I was watching this behind the scenes thing about Keenan and Kel.
Oh yeah.
It made me laugh because like they was talking about like Kel when he was like Keenan came in because he had already been famous doing some like other shit he was doing.
Yeah.
He had like his rollerblades and shit on, so he came into the meeting for like, all that, right? He like turned so I was like,
yo, all that. Shout out to that show. That was
my favorite. All that was fire. So many good things came out of that.
SNL for kids.
Yeah, man. So like he was saying, like when the kid came in, he knew like, oh man, I want to rock with this kid. Me and him want to get along.
Yeah.
Like that was how I felt when I showed up for my job at like Pusha Access early days. Like you meet everybody, then you show up for your first shift, and like everybody's kind of chit chatting, talking, and then like as conversation goes on, you realize like, oh, I got a lot in common with this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna work.
It's gonna work. It's gonna work. That's like that's how much we need. Cause like I think you said fade though. I was like, oh shit, let's see how this turns out.
He made it out.
I connect to a lot of people that's from Fayetteville, even though Fayetteville, it's not a ratchet town, because it's a military town.
Yeah.
But,
and then though,
there's like, some ratchet. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, like, it looks like a whole different city that I remember.
Oh my god, yes, man. Every time I go back there, something different.
Yeah. Fayetteville to me will always, like, represent a certain part of my life, where things were a certain way. And like, no matter how much better the city gets, in my mind, it'll always represent that. Yeah. And it's always home. Like, there's no hate. Like,
cause were you born in Fayetteville?
I was.
Yeah, I came to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Oh, besides that, me and Mike were both military families.
Yep.
Mike actually did. Yeah, my dad was Air Force.
My dad was Army.
His dad was Army. And you did
reserves.
I didn't go to ROTC. I thought about it and said, nah. Then I thought about enlisting and said, nah, because it's 2019, so that was back in 2002.
Yeah.
And that's when every day started getting real. Like, yo, we had this time in my life. So I just
get actually deployed.
I'm like, you know what? I love my country. I'll just get my education.
Yeah.
And I will provide defense at the house.
No, I think everybody goes through that where like you move around a lot, you get to know like a lot of, you know, it's a certain lifestyle where you kind of understand people a little different. You talk to each other a little different. The way you describe situations are a little more colorful. Like it was just weird to me, that transition from being around like my dad, the military people and all that, and then having like a normal job with no military people.
You get a good, I want to say balance, but like it goes to a balance when you do it right.
Yeah. Like you can't, like I miss it so much more than I thought I would, just because of the freedom to like cuss and just talk. Like,
shit, nigga, you cuss my grandma.
But you can't do that no more anyway, so true. It's like, none of that shit is okay. So it's like, I guess if we censor ourselves.
Yeah. I think we get a more open mind or a different view.
Yeah.
I won't say open mind, because that's very particular, very specific. I say we get an open view.
But I just think sometimes some people are just like, I'm going to get flack for this, but they're too sensitive. Like, you can't, like, not everything is about you, man. Like, for you.
Nah.
Like, sometimes, like some racist shit will happen, and, like white people are more upset than I am. Like, I feel like I should be like, man, like, maybe I'm not feeling the right kind of way. Like, am I a bad black person?
Are we still apologizing for slavery? Like, I'll tell you this. You weren't there. I wasn't there. If you feel bad for what happened,
like, they still talk about people running for president talking about trying to get reparations still. Like, if you're going to give me some free shit, I'm not going to say no.
Oh, no.
But at the same time, like, right, it's just like,
I would never be the guy who, like,
conversation,
waving that flag saying, oh, where's my 40 acres of the mule? If that's still even a thing.
I just kind of feel like, depending on what wave you are, you're going to get a shitty end of the stick. Like,
yeah.
I think at some point, like, Irish people and Italians is getting a shitty end of the stick.
Every
Black
race.
People,
every
Hispanics race. Right now.
Hispanics.
Like, Mexican, you get your tongue.
Chinese.
Yeah, you're going to get your shitty end of the stick.
Like you said, Italians, Irish.
I'm sure we're forgetting a bunch of people.
Jews, you know, like,
yeah.
If there's a culture and you're not secluded from society, you got shit on by another culture.
Yeah.
And that, as bad as it sounds, that's the way the world kind of works.
Yeah.
Someone was a apex predator, mm-hmm. or a dominant feature. Oh. Someone was the weaker.
Oh, I want to have a conversation. Oh, we're going to take a conversation.
Conversation over.
Yo. So, yeah. We can't afford those yet. when we get the mixer, we'll get back at you on the soundboard.
Some soundboards.
No, but for real. So I've been hearing the same conversation in different forms. And like, I realize like it's all the same conversation, and my opinion is the same about it.
Yeah.
So like, people are mad at Facebook because they're not controlling hate speech. People are mad at Twitter, not controlling hate speech. They're mad at YouTube because pedophiles are putting like timestamps on like gymnastic videos and shit.
Yeah.
Like little kids. And I realize like, then people are mad at these companies, but I'm like, Is that where the anger should be? Like, shouldn't you actually be mad at the people doing this shit? And isn't the bigger question, can you use technology to make people better people? And I don't think the answer to that is yes. Like, I think that's what people think the answer is. Like,
yeah,
you're putting a certain person on the platform to let them talk, right?
Right.
And whether they're saying, like, spreading great, innovative, creative ideas to make the world a better place, or whether they're spreading like crazy ass hate speech. Maya Angelou said one time, when somebody shows you who they are, believe it. I ain't really like a quoty person, but I really like that shit because it was real.
Just be real. Quoted Maya Angelou. I have been outdone for this session. Like, I gotta look at my best quotes book, man.
So I just feel like for something like that, when you give those people all of those things involved, like you can't make anybody a better person, basically. Like, they're showing you who they are.
Yeah.
You're trying to use a system to make something that you can't fix legally. You can't fix without the internet. You can't fix without technology and apply technology.
It's going to go away.
You can't do it. No, it is.
It's a catch 22.
It is.
Damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
I mean, I think you do have to do something, but at the same time, I just wonder, I think that's the bigger question that everybody's
thinking. So I guess to answer your question, you can't put the entire blame on Google. We can't put any, because if you take away Google, before that, it was just regular internet.
Yep.
Before that, it was just regular, you know, post-it notes. And you can write any hateful speech on a post-it note, slap that bitch on somebody's desk, so you're gonna blame postings for that?
Right.
That's what internet is. It's a better, bigger,
and expensive
posting.
And even beyond that, I think the conversation goes to like the NFL. Say, for example, like dude who got in trouble for hitting a girl. And we can say India. We can say Kareem Hunt. We can say Rice. We can say a bunch of
people. There it is, a bunch of.
But whatever. I think people get mad when like those dudes get in trouble, right?
Right.
And then nothing happens legally. And then the NFL really literally does little to nothing anyway. Is it the responsibility of the company and the employer to hand down legal?
Right, that should be a civil
correct. Speech. Like, shouldn't your anger be directed at the legal system for failing to do their job?
Right.
Like, I'm not defending these people, but I just think, like, I think if the system worked better the way it was supposed to, we wouldn't be having these conversations.
Right. To piggyback that, I would say this. If you do want to uphold a certain image, then yeah, the NFL would have to do something to a degree. But like, this shouldn't be the sole. It should not relegate to the sole.
Okay, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to have a woman beating, you don't want to have the image that you
but I think
promote.
I think in my mind, what I'm saying
which
is like,
I think people go towards.
I get it. And I think in my mind, I think like, if the legal system would have been like, yo, this dude did XYZ, we're going to lock him up for a year, that would have been his whole career more likely right there. Like, there probably wouldn't have been a bounce back.
Because he would have been
the
judicial system.
Right, like, it wouldn't have been up to them. Like,
and NFL shouldn't even have a hand in the judicial system.
Right, like, I just think things are so far swung now. Like, it's up to Twitter and everybody else to issue these, like, social justice calls. Like,
it's a weird time, man.
It is.
It's almost like, it's almost making my push the reset button, because we fucked up somewhere in the last couple hundred years.
Like, I'm just not that, I'm not that dedicated. Like, I support LGBT, all those letters, people. Yeah. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm going to rock with Chick-fil-A. Like, I eat Chick-fil-A. It's delicious.
I'm sorry that he is, like, gay people, and he's closed on Sundays, but Chick-fil-A makes the sandwiches. Not everybody that works there is a homophobe.
Correct. Like, how many people are, as you're buying groceries or whatever, you're Google searching all these companies and their positions. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is another where I say I'm at a time of my life.
I'm at a time of my life. Yeah, man. It is what it is.
I'm proud of you guys for making a stand, but if I could not eat pork to be a Muslim and get into heaven, I am not going to not eat Chick-fil-A.
Over this shit.
Fuck out of here, man.
That's the facts real right there, son. Man, for real, though. It's a weird time, though, because like, I think the big... Because this got deep on me.
I didn't even talk about that shit on the most part. But.
So, like, think about, like, right now, like, there's two big things going on in terms of entertainment. The whole R. Kelly and Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
So, that's right there with that, because now people are like, when R. Kelly came out, everyone's like, I'm a boycott R. Kelly's music now. Nigga, he's been doing this for years. And the trial that came out, I was in college when the video came out. Now, personally, I stopped listening to R. Kelly music around that point just because... Oh, this dude likes kids a lot.
But time out. At the same time, I dare there to be a black wedding and step in the name, come on. And y'all niggas
it's a
not.
Fight. It's
let,
a fight.
Let me not see y'all get up
it's
and step.
It's a fight, son. It's a fight. Like, I'll be like, so like, I'll be on the radio and Arca's one song that came out maybe after the trial. I love it. I love Letter. The Love Letter song.
Okay.
I love that song. But I always feel competitive, like, damn it, R. Kelly, and I'll turn it. But, like, I'll get caught in the first couple of verses. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like this beat. I like this song. This dude likes kids a lot, though, when I spit it on. So I will turn it. But at the same time, I will still listen to Michael Jackson's song.
Yeah.
But I also don't think Michael Jackson's entirely guilty of what he's been charged of. I think he had a fucked up childhood, and that just caused another fuck up adult.
Yeah,
and then the adults that let the kids come over.
All right, so I'm mad. All right, so since it's up, I gotta ask you straight out. So you think Mike did it? Yeah or no?
I think he had the kids over. I don't think he did anything. Yeah, I think in this day and age, adults should not have kids over.
Okay, because that was gonna be my follow up.
Yeah.
Do you let Michael Jackson stay with your kids?
No.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Like, unless you like.
So again, I bring back my point. I think we're focused on the kids when we should be talking to the adults.
Yes, exactly.
What the fuck were you doing?
What were you doing?
Letting your kids spend 30 days in Neverland with Michael Jackson?
Who does that? Like, I can see if that's like Michael Jackson, your uncle.
Right. That's like me going to your cousin, like...
No.
That's like me going to Jamie, like, yo, man, you want me to watch your daughter for the next 2 weeks? Like, I know him, but that would be kind of awkward. Like, what the fuck do you want to keep my daughter for?
Maybe, hey, Mike, can you watch my kid for a day? You know Josh, I know you.
No, nigga.
That could work. But like for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, like I wouldn't even do that unless you were just a truly trusted lover.
I just think like the most significant thing to me that's changed in all of these cases is the time.
It's the time, yeah.
And the way that people view shit. Like,
yeah.
Believe all witnesses, believe all victims, all that stuff is real now.
Me too, baby.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, like, I just feel like if the justice system was better, we wouldn't be here. Like, I don't like that believe everybody thing. Not because I don't believe people, but I don't know what happened. Yeah, like,
and that's
I wasn't there. I don't have any evidence. Like, the Jesse Smollett thing is a perfect example. And yes, this is, like, the minority, but, like, nobody was there. But they were like, oh, that's crazy. These Trump-supported people beating up on this black dude.
Oh, yeah.
But then you come to find out. All of it was a lie. So it's kind of like...
Which brings back to our point that we're at a point in our lives where...
Correct.
Because I had admirers, people that I admire in the entertainment business, whether it was music, music, movies, game, and sports. But I don't know these motherfuckers.
No.
So if they get charged, like, I might be at the most, at the very most, slightly disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this. Like, one of my favorite actors is Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, I like with
him. Off his social media, off the things that he's been doing. I can see myself wanting to hang out with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
At least one day, like, oh, I want to meet him.
Seems like a damn cool guy.
Yeah. But if he was charged with some weird thing, I might be like, it's possible, because I don't know Hugh Jack.
So my example is more real. Like, growing up, you're familiar with AFN, because we talked about the military thing and the Armed Forces Network for TV. Yeah. So, like, what that is for y'all don't know, like, the military doesn't really have TV. Like, you're familiar with TV. They have, like, an Army network of TV where certain stations and TV shows and things give them discounts. And, like, military service members overseas can watch things on TV. So while my dad was serving, that was our quote-unquote TV. We didn't really pay for cable initially to watch, like, UK TV and stuff.
I know what you're talking about. I remember that, yeah.
So, like, that was important because, like, you would only get, like, you know, certain stuff from America. And that was cool because, like, the thing that I really liked was the Cosbys growing up. And the Cosbys, to me, represented, like black excellence, like, for lack of a better word.
That was, like, the golden black family.
Like, he was married, he was faithful, he had kids, he took care of those kids.
His wife was a lawyer.
I think she was a lawyer.
Yeah. Even though I never saw a lawyer.
So this was, like success on all fronts. Like, and this was, like, one of the first shows that showed black people with that kind of success. Like, yeah. Usually, you did not get that treatment. So it was cool to see him have that. And obviously, like, when that happened, like, for a lot of black people, it was really sad because it was, like, this was our, like, TV dad, so to speak. You know what I mean? It was cool. I still had Uncle Phil because, you know, that was my homie. He was my second TV dad. But still, the same time, like, it was just disappointing that, like,
you said,
like, I would never say, like, I'm never going to watch his show again. Like, if I was watching TV and the guys just came on, I might watch it.
I could see my show. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the time. This is a weird time.
But at the same time, like, I can't support him directly.
Right.
I guess.
Show. I guess it comes down to what do you interpret their creation. Because, I mean, a lot of people, like, our kid made some good music. It was all freaky music, but I think that's why it's easy to be like, shut that music.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson made some really good music, in my opinion. It's really hard, because I always get a good vibe when I listen to his music. You know? So Cosby, so like you said, it gave you a good vibe. Even though, let's say the actor proven guilty, whatever, which he was. But let's say it's all true, because you never know if it's true or not. Because anybody can go to jail. But let's say it's all true.
Mm-hmm.
I still get a good vibe from the Cosbys, you know? Yeah. Like you said, like, you would never stop watching it. Because that was a your childhood. It gave a good image of what you want for a family. And not only a family, but an African-American family. Yeah. And, like, I get a good vibe from that, too. But granted, Cosby did what he did. And the court line is pretty good. It sucks that he's associated with that. But I'm looking at the character more than I'm looking at the actor. So, like, Michael Jackson, I just choose music, I get a great vibe. I can't see myself, even if it was, like, proven without a doubt guilty, which I cannot say because everybody lied during court time. And I honestly think he just had a messed up childhood that led to a messed up adulthood.
Yeah.
And the adults that let the kids come over had a messed up decision process in that. Because I would never do that. So how much I love
I think the big thing, like you said, has changed is the time. Like, the things that they were doing back then is probably the same things they're doing now. And like you said, the public just doesn't look at it exactly the same.
Yeah.
And now that everybody, like, this sentiment has changed, like, well, before people were like, well, they're making a lot of money, it's okay.
Yeah.
And they just let it keep going. Now it's like, we don't care about any of that. We need to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what this is. Maybe
the right
this is with the world reckoning with the, like, things being so public now, you have to do the right thing. Because there will be public pressure. Like, without a Twitter, without a Facebook, there's no public pressure. So maybe that's the thing that I'm missing. That, like, by all these people coming out, by everybody finally, you know, having their reckoning, they're like, look, you know, we dealt with XYZ for so long. You know, we've given you chance after chance after chance. Like, obviously, we all know what's going on. The courts never did anything. The people around you never did anything.
I'm going to let Twitter handle it.
Basically.
And how your public image with you. And what's that?
Which is sad, I guess, for America, the fact that Twitter is the legal system, basically. Right?
Basically, yeah. But this is I'm going to say it again. It's just a weird time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who to shun, who to have to shun. But at the same time, I just don't know because I don't know these people. Like, so I gave up on being, like, I think one time my girlfriend asked me who my hero was.
Who your what was?
Oh, that was a dog, yo, because we weren't kicking any dogs, right?
No. That's a dog-friendly bar. It's like three or four of them in here.
The dog got caught up in some chaos. But, shit, what's what he said? Like I said, it's a weird time, man. My girlfriend asked me one day, like, who my hero was. 10 or 15 years ago, I would have been like, yo, Michael Jordan or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, but I don't know these guys. So, like, now my default answer is my parents.
Yeah.
For me.
That's a good answer.
You know, my parents, because they brought me up, and I feel like I'm doing a good job. I feel they did a great job. So,
I think those are
them the most.
I think that's a better point of reference, because, like, when you pick those abstract people, it's kind of like,
wow.
Right, I mean, like, you can pick up things from those guys. Obviously, like, some people in some shitty situations, maybe that's the only people you can look up to. But
right.
At the same time, like, I get it. Like, when you have that positive relationship, and especially when it's someone as close as a parent, you're going to draw a lot of influence from that. Right. So I get it.
And it's, the connection's just so much stronger. I can't, I guess, this was, like, an age I hit earlier, but, like, I just hit an age where, like, why should I put all my faith in somebody that I don't know?
Correct. And I think that's, like, smart now because, like, say, for example, if I'm like, oh, Denzel's my hero, black actor,
next week he's
great movie, right, then we find out, correct, which I hope Denzel ain't doing none of this,
right.
But how would you feel if you find out, like, your hero, the person you've been looking up to, the meaning behind everything you're doing.
Right, it was a lie now.
Right, and that's why I say I'm at an age where, like, if I'm doing it, it's because I want to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm dedicated to this thing, and no matter what falls behind it, I'm going to get it done. But I think those are, like, cognizant decisions. Like, my cousin was asking me about, like, when did, something random. Like, she was asking me, like, when did I feel like I was a man? And I told her it was, like, not, it was that point when we were still working in patient access, and we were, like, hanging out with everybody still. And I realized, like, I don't even like doing this shit. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going to stop.
I think I'm going to just say how I feel that day and just stop trying to do shit that people want me to do.
Yeah.
And do the shit that I wanted to do. And that was a big...
I think we were at that point.
I was like,
at the same time.
Yeah, we did. That was, like, a big moment for me. Like, that was a... It's a stupid thing. Very insignificant for most people.
But it
was the beginning of, like, I'm making decisions for me. Like, I'm going to do what's best for me. Like, I mean, not that I'm an asshole to the people around me.
I don't care about you. It's just that I can't care that much for the same. For two
people. I'm not going to be doing all of these things to make 16 people happy.
Right.
When I'm going to be pissed off the whole day doing all this for you.
Exactly.
Like, maybe I can just focus my energy on making 2 to 3 people happy that I care about the most. And then spend the rest of the time making myself happy. And I can catch the rest of them, you know, 13 people another day.
Right. And then, you know what? If I hang out with you, I hang out with you.
But, correct.
Yeah, I think we did that around the same time. Because I was in college, and I went to space parties. I went to, you know, just little parties. Like, I enjoyed it for the most part. But it's because I'm that introvert type like you are. Like, we both realized, I think we just realized that we're introverts.
Yeah.
And that, like, it's about how you get your energy.
Yeah.
You know? That's to get that philosophical.
No, but I get it.
We can sit by ourselves, we're energized as fuck, you know? But once we get around people and people are like, hey, Josh, do this, hey, Mike, do that, or come over here, it saps. And then people actually thrive off that.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, I got you. While we're on there, we're like, yeah, I got you.
But
do I want to? And then once you realize that you don't have to do that, and you can just do what you want to do, that's what I think we found. Like you said, you became a man,
mm-hmm.
Or you felt like you were more of a man. To me, it's more of a personification of just happiness.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? I don't want to go out today. I'm happy. Granted, me, it might come out every Saturday, but that's because we're on that wavelength.
But like you said, the man thing was like it was a ripple effect. I like that word because it was like, it wasn't just necessarily about that moment. It was just like the realization through so many other things. Like, unless I really decide this is it for me, I don't know how much of what everybody else just says is gospel I'm going to accept. And like, speaking of that, like, I think the second part of that was like church stuff, and I'm not really going to dig into that today, but like, things changed there for me because it was like, am I doing this because this is what I want and believe, or am I doing this because this is what I was exposed to and what I was told is right? So I think it's just all those things go together. Like, you just really have to look at, like, what do you value? What is important to you? Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up perfectly. What do you value? And is that value, are you going to put towards another person, or are you going to put their values? Because you can always care about another person. And you can adapt, you can be flexible, you can be the bigger man if some people want to say, or just be like, you know what, I got you for this moment. But you can't be like, you can't sacrifice your own happiness so somebody else can be happy. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's a stranger, a loved one, family, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy. No. And that to me is going to be a domino effect of you being miserable and them being miserable again. Because they can't sacrifice their happiness.
Nope.
Because it's going to be a vicious cycle.
And that was like, that was a relationship lesson I had to learn.
Boom.
We can jump into that later.
But I learned that
like, so I would try to do things to like make the chick happy and make shit work. But I didn't realize like it was at the sacrifice of who I was.
Right,
shit can only last for so long. Like,
so long.
You're going to be yourself at some point. And that's when the armor starts falling apart. Like,
yeah.
So it's just better to dive into it, being 100, this is who I am. I mean, obviously you're going to become a better person. You're going to evolve. I mean, unless you're already at that, like, this is who I am point.
Right.
So I think it's real cool. Like, I think these guys, you know, you'll find yourself. You just grow. You hit those moments where you feel like things are what they are. But I didn't mean to make it that deep.
Yeah,
I really wanted to talk about that tech point. But I was really just like, it was something that was in my mind. Yeah, I forgot that was something that was in my mind. I just wanted to bring it up.
But we really went off the deep end.
Get the shit off my chest.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So that was our deep moments. Those are going to be few and far in between.
Yeah.
Unless we just have to get it off our chest outside of...
Yeah, I guess I had more in my mind than I thought. But yeah, let's bring it back to something positive.
That's 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's bring it back to something else before we wrap up.
What are we talking about? Are we talking about... we're talking about technology pretty much and the power of technology. Which is going to be a big topic for... what we talk about podcasts. Because we talk about podcasting and how we're going to be making our conversations.
Yeah.
So, wow, man.
So I get why, I get why people have rundowns.
Wow,
it's so easy to get.
So
away.
We want to make like maybe mini scripts.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say script. I'm good if you would get like
PowerPoints.
Yeah. Just to say like these are the topics.
These are the topics. We're gonna try our best to stay within it.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun though, because I think the 1 hour show, if you do like an hour and a half. We can do that.
I mean, it'd be dope for people to get to know us, to talk about life,
that's
how we feel, how you look at stuff. So that's cool for that reason.
Yeah, because they can
maybe just have like a section like
we're gonna talk about shit.
We're
gonna talk about, hey, this game came out, this trailer came out.
Cause I get it. Cause there's some people I go to like, yo, why are you telling me all this personal shit? I just want to hear you talk about X.
Right.
So we'll cater to both. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll do it both. Well, at least for the first, once we get things going, we can do a good. Show every other week where we're like, we just go into our psyche.
Yeah.
So that way you can be like, you know what? I do like these guys because we are the same wavelength. I think my tail's still alive, man. I didn't even know that.
Shout out my tail.
We're going to do a lot of shout outs too, I think. I think that would be our thing.
Yeah.
Shout out to number 2 Pencils. Shout out to AMB Beer.
Oh.
Oh, got him.
Hey.
What?
You
went to the football that, didn't you? Just wait, see how many.
I actually saw him drop one before
he tapped
that. It was mischief.
Yeah.
No, I just sat there, man.
I think I actually saw him drop one. So it's weird that he actually picked up the one he dropped.
Oh, man. But, what was I talking about? So, last shout out. Every now and then, get a bit psyche. Huh?
Just a little podcast.
Yeah. And then what else?
Just kind of whatever comes. Like, I think that's kind of the bit about us. Like, I mean, I like the idea of having structure, but I think like my favorite podcast, there's that bit of flexibility where they just talk about things like normal people. Like,
yeah.
I realize like me as a person, and not to hit that, I'm at a point of my life, but like just to say me as a person, like I like things when they're not so polished. Like I know some people really like when it's like this order, this time, bum, 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 we're going to do this.
Except the hit points, you can pretty much.
Right. Oh yeah, just give me the overview of what you need from me.
I'll knock it out for you. So I really like that. And just kind of having that flexibility to put a little flavor in it, a little bit of ourselves in it.
Right.
You know.
Plus, we're not experts on anything.
No.
So it's easier for us to be like, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. Whatever this leads to, because we're not doing a specific show. You know, we're doing, it's like the Seinfeld, like a Seinfeld podcast.
This is a Seinfeld podcast.
Right, pretty much a show
about nothing. podcast name.
Podcast name.
Pod about nothing.
So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be some deep stuff every now and then, a little bit of humor, a lot of humor into it.
Yeah, I think we need to, just kind of figure out, like, you know, some interesting highlights, some things that we can focus on for you guys. We can grow, definitely get like a social media presence just to get feedback from you guys and what you're interested in. But
right.
This is definitely a good starting point just to see, like, wow, we can actually talk for an hour.
This is the second part of the first part, which was like 15 minutes.
It was.
And we kind of did this kind of round drinking two beers. It wasn't too bad.
No, I find that when I drink, I get more talkative. So I think this is the best conducive environment.
Best way to do it. Make sure we got beers in the house.
Like beers on deck.
That's like, it's a sad thing. Well, not a sad thing. Well, this being today's practice episode, we got a lot of shit out, which we will probably recap easily down the line.
Yeah.
When we get a better environment or just a better sound quality. Hopefully we can hear some of this, if not most of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind like showing Darlene and you showing Soleil.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome. And definitely because like they have the background to make it better, technically. They both actually come from like production backgrounds.
I think we might have missed some data points.
Yeah. I'm certain we missed the bolder, larger points.
Oh yeah. So.
Like, yo, did you guys even think of the most obvious shit that I can say right now?
Nah.
So we was just trying to get it on wax.
Try to get a good feel.
But I do want the soundboard. I want the soundboard on my side. I need some air horns. We need some podcasts under our belt so we can clip some sound clips of ourselves saying dumb shit.
Oh, that'd be hot. So, okay, we got 3 full minutes of what we can record. I mean, granted, we could just stop and record another.
Nah, but I think we want to use the whole three. So, like, I got an idea. For, like, the end, you were mentioning, like, our shout-outs. So, like, I think when we come to, the last few minutes, we can split it up.
Okay,
do, like, shout-outs, anything you want to say at the end for each of us before we wrap it up.
Okay,
that'll be a dope way to end.
That's very considerate to people that we don't know, but yet we do represent.
Yeah. So anybody you want to shout out, you want to say before we get off today?
I'm going to shout out my boy Pookie. But I'm always going to shout out my partner, my main man in the crime, MJ the Geek.
Shout out.
I'm going to shout out myself because, you know what, I brought myself here. My parents, of course, G-O-D. My baby girl, Darlene Moody, who is an excellent producer and music talent. I'm not going to do this every time, but like this is the first one. I want to get the big ones out of the way. And Jughead's for letting us do this, even though we didn't ask them. And this Anchor app that we're recording on.
Oh, good.
That's it.
That was a good mention. Yeah, I want to echo the same, man. Shout out Wifey. Shout out Soleil. Shout out my man Josh, my brother. We come a long way, man. Who would have thought? But also, shout out Jughead's, my favorite bar in Winston. If you're in the North Carolina, what's the Southern Reason? Look up Jughead, Pints and Growlers, great place to grab some local beers. If you don't know anything about them, they will help you figure it out. I'm confident in saying that. But yeah, man, it's been fun. Can't wait to do it again. That's it for the week of, I think this is what, today's 317, 316? First podcast.
Saturday, 2019.
So I think we're either going to go with podcast name or the time in my life.
Which I actually like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
It's like a book, though. Or what?
Oh, I already forgot the other one. We got to record back to 54 to get that.
The beer made me look inebriated, so
true story. Yeah, it was on the top of my tongue, too. I was like, I was just about to say it.
We got another minute. I'm going to do our little brain thoughts. For that, another ending or maybe a segment is, I think we should do like a project where we like, I like comics. I think we both like comics.
Yeah.
Maybe we can be like a comic arc. And kind of do like a thing on that.
Okay.
One of my favorite podcasts, Mr. Sunday Movies, he does that. Or they do like what we're reading, what we're going to do.
Okay.
Like, if it's be like Netflix, like they might spin your show, and that way we kind of, I want to get back in my entertainment.
Okay, all right, so check this. I know this is probably going to go over, but I will start, I've already started reading the books of Doom.
Okay.
About Doom, so I'm going to finish that, and that'll be my homework for this time. Books of Doom. I try to bring a beer and a tech pick next week. And Josh, what you going to bring for us?
I started a new Aquaman. Not a new one. It's an old Aquaman arc way back in 1993. I'm going to read that. I might binge a show. And we'll see what in the news we might find out.
All right, guys. That's all for today. We're out of here.
All right.